بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من عجز منكم عن الليل أن يكابره وبخل بالمال أن ينفقه وجبن عن العدو أن يجاهله فليكثر ذكر الله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said one who is too weak to bear the strain of keeping awake at night in the worship of Allah is too miserly to spend his wealth in the path of Allah and is too cowardly to take part in jihad, he is advised to remain engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith it is mentioned with regards to different a'mal, which is the best hajj, which is the best salah, which is the best fast, for example, best jihad. In that hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that the best amal is that amal wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered the most. فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. When you go for hajj also, Allah ta'ala loves al-hajj wa-thajj. The dhikr of Allah, raising the voice with the dhikr of Allah. In about 9 to 10 days time, inshallah, the month of Zulhijjah will start. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in these days, the first 8 days, 9 days of Zulhijjah, person should increase zikr. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, third kalima. And on the 9th, the day of Arafah, fourth kalima, la ilaha illallah. The dua of all the anbiya on the day of Arafah, la ilaha illallah, wahdahu, لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. So we are advised in one hadith, Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there are many injunctions of Islam. Tell me one that I can hold fast on to. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله. Keep the tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah. Even when you're going to the shopping center, so much of rewards for the fourth kalima, 1 million rewards, 1 million sins forgiven, 1 million of a person's status is elevated for the dhikr of Allah because he is remembering Allah in a place of ghafla. So the fourth kalima. So keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah. This is what our ulama are advising in a time of fitna and fasad. The dhikr of Allah will protect a person. A time will come when the dhikr will also be food. A Muslim, a believer will make dhikr of Allah and his stomach will get full also. Dhikr is very, very powerful in dispelling evils. Imagine you read one name of Allah, Bismillah, before entering the toilet, and a person is protected from shaitan. A barrier appears between him and shaitan. A person reads Bismillah before eating, takes the name of Allah, simple word, but shaitan cannot join him in that food, in that meal that he is partaking of. Through the barakah of Bismillah, then he will have barakah in his food. MashaAllah, la quwwat illa billah. Person reads this, barakah in his business. We go to our business place, MashaAllah, la quwwat illa billah. We see something good, MashaAllah. Protected from the evil eye. Alhamdulillah, so many benefits for the zikrs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, we should not fall short in taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give you, give me, give all of us the tawfiq to increase in the zikr. Inshallah, we request that for a few minutes, all of us engage in the zikr of Allah.